Okay, this week's parsha, anybody? Kedoshim. Kedoshim, thank you. Okay, good. Third period now? Fourth period? Whatever it is. Okay, let's talk about parsha's Kedoshim for a second. Lots of different mitzvahs in this week's parsha. One mitzvah that comes up in this week's parsha is Hochiach, Tochiach, Es Amisecha. What's that mean? Anybody? Anybody hear the word Tochacha?
Rebuke.
Rebuke, right? To give Musr. There you go. Right? Did you ask your Shafter a question about that last week? Okay, good. So now let's understand three approaches. What I want to do is three takeaways from this mitzvah. Okay, we're going to do... Let's start with Rav Hirsch. Rav Hirsch is a super cool idea. Rav Shamshon Rav Hirsch has this idea in this week's parsha when it comes to giving musr to people. He says, Hochiach tochiach es amisecha. Right? Imagine like this. You're learning parsha on Shabbos, you get to this pasuk, and you see, like, oh, now I can go give musr, right? You're going to run around and tell all your friends that they're not allowed to do this, you're not allowed to do this, you're not allowed to do that, right? So, first of all, we should just understand that there's a Gemara in Yevamos and other places that say there's only a mitzvah to give tochacha if it'll be listened to, if it'll be heard, right? But if it's not going to be heard, then you shouldn't say it, because it could be that that person is doing this avera or doing thing they shouldn't be doing unintentionally, and now by letting them know that it's an isser and they're going to continue to do it, so now it's as if they're doing the mitzvah intentionally, like you just said. So sometimes it's better to be quiet. But let's just say for a second that you start thinking about, you read this pasuk, you think, okay, I can give musr, you know, if it'll be heard. So you're thinking about maybe a friend, a close friend, who is doing something maybe they should or shouldn't be doing. You think, well, maybe I can give this person like a little bit of a chizuk, I can give them, you know, push them in the right direction. And I think that to a degree can get to our head a little bit, for sure. You know, we don't want to be little Bali Musa running around telling people to correct their ways. But Rav Hirsch says something super cool. He says as follows. He says, like this. He says, if you read this pasuk and are only thinking that you're allowed to give Musa to other people, so then you're missing the point. Not only do we have this idea of being mochiach other people, but we have to recognize that other people are going to be mochiach us. Meaning at the same time that you're thinking you're going to go give musr to other people, you have to be thinking also that you're going to get some, and people are going to give you musr. But don't think about that as an intimidating thing. The idea is we have to get in the right mindset. We have to have the perspective that we want to hear musr. We want to make sure people are telling us things, but it's not out of hate. They want to correct our ways. They want to put us on the right track. They want to do good for us. They want to help us out. And that's what, when you think about this idea of Hochiach Tochiach Es Amisecha, don't just think that we can run around giving Musar. But really, and maybe more importantly, actually, is how to make ourselves better people. How to put ourselves in a perspective of when people, you know, critique us, right? Like think, okay, let me prepare myself so I can take this in a positive way. And not put up like a fence and say, what are you talking about? I'm fine. I always thought like a mushel of this would be like if a guy's wearing his tefillin and they're like totally crooked and totally off, and like someone comes over to the middle of davening and says, you know, oh, just move your tefillin, you know, you shouldn't be wearing it like that, or maybe they're too far low, too far to the side, you have to wear them in the center. And so there's two ways to go about that. You can be like, get out of here, who do you think you are, take a hike. You think you're better than me, you think you're firmer than me, da 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 da, right? And we're very like, ugh. Or the other approach is to think like, wow, this guy's helping me, and now I will be wearing tefillin properly for the rest of my life. Right, so I don't think anybody here wears tefillin. Fine. That being said, though, it's just a mushel. I think the idea is that we have to be thinking that more importantly than thinking who we can give musr to, we have to make ourselves people who are willing to hear musr. And again, I feel like musr has almost like a derogatory like connotation. We feel like it's very negative and very intense, but I think it's really just helping other people out. And I think that's that leads me to the next point. That refers in the Sas Emes, and I think many others make this point, is that it needs to be Hochiach Tochiach Es Amisecha. Meaning, when you give Tochacha, when you give Musar, it has to be done in a way that the person who is hearing it understands that you're only doing it because it's Amisecha. Because you believe that they're part of the same nation, that you guys are playing for the same team. If you run around telling people you're not allowed to do this, and you're making it just sound like you're firmer than everybody else, and you know, you're the, as we call it, the black hat Taliban, right? So like, that's not okay. But if you try to help people out and help put them on the right path, or further them along that path, and they understand that you're only doing it because you love them and care about them, so then that tochacha has a chance of being heard. Right? So number one from Rav Hirsch, now we have to make ourselves ready to hear tochacha. Number two, that the only time we're allowed to give tochacha is if it's clear to the person who's hearing the tochacha, it's clear to them that they know you're only doing it because you love them and care about them and want what's best for them. And the third idea, which is from the Sfas Emes and also from Michel Salanter, is that anytime we have an S in the Torah, it's larabos. Right? So the word S, what does S mean? Or et? Hochiach, tochiach, et amitecha. So there's no, it doesn't really have a translation. So the Gemara often learns, that that's coming to include something. It's a riboy. So there's a famous or a well-known riboy of Es l'rabos tamidei chachamim. When it talks about fearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? So S, there's an S there. So we say we're not just supposed to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we're also supposed to revere tamidei chachamim. So the Sfas Emes and Rishon Salanter say, what's the S in this pasuk? Or the et? Hochiach tochiach es amisecha. What's the S there? So they say something awesome. They say that it's Es l'rabos the mochiach. Meaning, the person giving tochacha is included. Right, so if you tell your friend, hey, right, I think about this all the time in davening, right? If I tell a guy, you know, if we're davening in the base medrash here in school, and he's talking to a friend, so if I tell him, hey, you know, Yankee, there's no Yankee in school here, but to say, hey, Yankee, let's be quiet, you know, or try to, if I tell Yankee, you know, shh, you know, we're in the middle of davening, so I try, I'm not good at it, but I try to think, okay, I have to think, where am I talking a little bit more often? The Baal Shem Tov says this, right? That anytime we see a negative trait in someone else, it's really just a reflection back to us. Anytime you see something, someone's doing something you don't like, you have a little bit, at least a little bit, you have a nekud of that in you. Right? So, es l'rabos is who the mochiach here. We have to recognize that every time we give mussar to someone else, we also have to make sure that we're giving mussar to ourselves in the same exact way. Okay? And I think that this is like two different ideas. Number one, that you, there's a very good chance that not you, we are doing the same thing. That's Aleph. And I think Beis also, that if we were like a better friend, maybe that's the mussar. Maybe we're not doing the exact aveira that the other person's doing, but maybe you have to give yourself a little bit of like a wake-up call. I mean, like if you were a better friend, right? If you were there for that person, if you were always, you know, encouraging that person, maybe that person wouldn't have done that chit to begin with. Right? So we have to make sure that we're giving tochacha, we're being mochiach ourselves also. Anytime we give tochacha, it has to be a reminder to us to be a better friend and a better Jew also. So those are the three takeaways. I think there are many other ones, but the three that I found to be, you know, the most resonant were hochiach tochiach es amisecha. Number one from Rav Hirsch, let's just review. And Rav Hirsch says what? That we have to put ourselves, not just to think who we're going to give mussar to, but make ourselves, you know, make our mindset that we're okay with hearing mussar, and we welcome mussar because we understand that we just want to be put on the right path. When we, or if we ever give mussar, I should say, it should be done, and it could only be done if the person who hears the mussar knows we're doing it because we love them. And this last idea, that every time we give mussar to someone else, we have to make sure that we're giving mussar and taking mussar for ourselves also.